I've got a question for you on this Friday morning. What is the fastest, the best, maybe the greatest way to increase the quality of your life? I mean, how can you immediately increase the quality of your life? I know you're probably going to say, Jesus? And I'll give you that, but that's not where I'm going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great intro into your weekend. Happy Friday. You know the drill. You have 48 hours to get as many people to church Sunday as possible. You can beg, bribe, maybe kidnap. Get them to church. Get them into the influence of Jesus. And if you don't want to tell them about Jesus, at least take them somewhere where they will hear about Jesus. And if you don't have a church that talks about Jesus, well, then find one. Look, do whatever it takes. Pull out your phone after this podcast. Pull it out right now. Get it ready so when the podcast is over, or even pause the podcast and text five or six people, hey, I want you to go to church with me this Sunday. I will take you out to lunch afterwards, or I'll wash your car, or I'll give you the secret to a happy marriage. Whatever it is, get them to church. There are plenty of people who need Jesus, and that's our job, right? Influence people towards Jesus. You want to reach out to me? You can at WellBuilt. See, I'm jumping to conclusions. WellBuilt Body is my website where I sell gym swag. Check it out. But if you want to reach out to me, tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, some of you listeners, you are interested in our permit to carry class on April 9th here at Hillspring Church in New Prague, Minnesota. If you live in the state of Minnesota, it's free. It's fun. Breakfast is included. It's 8 a.m. to noon. We do all our shooting here, everything. It'd be fun to meet you. In fact, if I haven't, make sure you check that out. And always, if you need supplements, and who doesn't, check out WellBuiltSupplements.com. Make sure you use the code WellBuiltTDA when checking out. You get 15% off, and it also helps, gives a little bit of cheddar in our pocket for here at the TDA. Now, here we go. What is the fastest way to greatly increase the quality of one's life? Okay, Jesus is definitely, it's probably number one, though I don't know that it'll be the fastest way. I mean, or the most evidently felt way. I don't know how I'm saying. I'm probably getting myself in trouble. I'm going to move on. It's not as quite as fast as what I'm thinking of. The quality of our friends and the amount of time we allow them to influence what's a premium to how well our life runs and how much we enjoy it. The type of friends you choose, the type of friends you're around, and how much time you spend with them, I believe is the fastest way to increase the quality of your life. Look, we often hear analogies when we talk about dating that it's kind of like fishing. If you fish in a mud hole, you will catch a bullhead. Ladies, how many of you have married a bullhead? Okay. If you fish in a sparkling stream, you will catch a rainbow trout. Where are you fishing? Now, today's not about dating or marriage, but it kind of is. It's about relationships, more specifically men's relationships. You can even call them mentors, but maybe that's too formal. But moving on, men are lonely. Men want more connection. Men want networks and insight. Men want friends who are looked up to. Men want friends who are godly and are quick with a word from God. Men want friends that they would think to themselves, I'd like to be their friend. Right? It sounds funny, but that's where we are as men. Look, I don't have time for a friend that's going to drain me and that's a pain in the butt and that has nothing going for them. But there are a lot of men out there I look at and said, man, I wish I knew him. I wish I was his friend. So here's the question. Right now, this very second, what is the pool you are fishing from for your friends? Is it simply just work? And is work a good pool in which to fish for friends? Maybe it is. Maybe you've got some great godly men at work. Maybe it's a bad pool. Maybe they're not godly men. And it's a fight every day to keep your walk with Christ. Or maybe, like many of us, it's just a stagnant pool. There aren't any bad friends, but there aren't really any good friends that stand out. What about church? The church seems like a great place to find some quality friends. My question would then be, Are you deep enough into that pool with Bible studies, ministry, serving, small groups? Maybe your church is small. Hey, I would invite you, if it's about making your life better and about making you more like Jesus, go to a larger church. Have a greater pond in which to fish from to gain those friends. And I would also ask, how much time do you take for fishing? You know, I love the UFC fights, but probably not for what you might think. All of my favorite UFC fights really come down to this one element. You get a bunch of men to come over to your house, you get a bunch of pizza and some wings, and you drink root beer. But, you know, men are relaxed. They're easy to get to know. And in those situations, I love those fights. They're the ones I remember the most because it's not just me watching the game, but it's me and men that I've invited over. But during that time when we're all talking and laughing and getting to know one another, mentally, I'm picking out who I want to try to spend more time with. Yeah, I'm fishing. I have had the opportunity to speak at some incredibly entrepreneurial events, some for dentists, business owners, chiropractors, etc. And these are a great pool in which to fish from. I still like the church the best, but there are some other great groups out there, and I've made some incredible long-lasting friendships in those other areas. Right, Austin? Hope you're listening. But much like in marriage and dating, contacts create companionship. Listen to me. Contacts create companionship. Companionship creates commitment, and that commitment creates our character. But we're in charge of where we find those contacts. So where are you setting up shop for contacts? This past year, I paid $500 a session, which is about an hour and a half, to meet with a mentor. Now, I was one of about 100 people who did this, and I continue to get more from the 100 people than just from the mentor. And the mentor is amazing. He's awesome. He's great. But the pool was, for me, far more valuable, far more great for me than the $500 fishing coach. And that coach, by the way, was Patrick Bet David. So, you know, he's no slouch. Which brings me to another great point. The friends I choose will be the lifeguard at the pool that I continue to choose from. What do I mean? Of course, I'm going to meet some amazing people hanging out with Patrick Bet David because he's an amazing person. It cost me something to hang out with him. It cost everybody else something to hang out with him. Thus, it's a higher quality of pool in which to fish from. And I mean it. I've gotten way more out of the friendships in that pool than I have Patrick Bet David. Now, if I just hung out with Patrick Bet David more one-on-one at his house, maybe things would change. But I'm thankful for that 100-plus people that I get to meet with on a regular basis, and it's worth every dollar. Look, when we talk about the influence of friends, we skip the first part of the process. Friends come from the pool we fish from. Friends don't just happen. People who date from the bar scene typically live in a marriage that feels like they're in bars. They're behind bars. People who date from apps, well, they have a little better of a chance. But remember, an app is set up for what you want. So you marry someone who's dating for what they want. People who get into groups that are about serving, bettering oneself, ministry, entrepreneurial, bettering the world, well, they typically marry those who want to be more, I guess, like Jesus. And who doesn't want to be more like Jesus, but or married to Jesus? But those people who want to better relationships, they want to better themselves, they want to better other people. They want to better their friends, they want to better mankind, they want to better the earth, whatever it is. Those are the friends you want. So make sure you are fishing in the right pool. Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. And until Monday, keep slaying giants.